This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Fresca?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good morning and welcome to On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network and streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com on this February 11th, is Super Bowl Saturday down at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill, our 19th hole clubhouse studios. I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation. I teed up with John Rieger. He's up on Crescent Beach, Florida. And we had this gentleman on last week from New York City. And he traveled all the way down here to make a guest appearance in the clubhouse, and that is Kerry McNally. Welcome to the show again, my friend.
It is an honor to be here, Mike. So excited to be with you here live. If you're listening to us, come on down and say hello here at Ferg's.
Well, I tell you what, if you come down and say you heard Kerry McNally, the Kerry McNally, the comedian, the broadcaster, the pilot, the jack of all trades.
Master of zero. Well, absolutely zero.
Well, between John Rieger, you and I, we've got quite a colorful, let's just say, resume.
I like that.
Yeah, exactly. Colorful. We'll bring him into the conversation here in a second. Of course, each and every Saturday we're down here. We're brought to you by Sea Dogs Brewery, Ice Pick Vodka, one of our great sponsors. We've got some exciting news coming out of there. We've got Big Storm and, of course, Shrimpy's Waterfront, all these great eateries that you will be going on tour with me. And then, of course, we're live down here at Ferg's. I tell you what, folks, it is Super Bowl Saturday. We will be talking golf for the next hour. But we'll be talking waste management because that's the Super Bowl party of golf. And the raucous, outrageous 16th hole. I've been watching it with bated breath all week long, waiting for a hole-in-one. It only gave up 11 birdies on day one. We'll talk a little bit about that with John Rieger. But each and every Saturday, we'll talk Champions Tour. They're actually playing in Morocco. You're a world traveler. You've probably been to Morocco. And it's a nice track. I was watching it this morning. And I used to give nicknames to some of the Champions Tour players that I thought were kind of obnoxious because we had an event in Des Moines, Iowa.
Okay.
And the leader right now on the leaderboard on the Champions Tour is Stephen Horseface Ames. Take a look at that cat's hat sometime. And John Rieger, you got to agree with me. There's a little bit of that elongated face. Not that I'm any prize to look at. That's why I'm on the radio. But Stephen Horseface Ames is going to win today over there in Morocco. He may have won already as of 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, if you're looking for some really entertaining classic films, check out Bing Crosby and Bob Hope in a film called On the Road to Morocco, which was also a huge hit for Bing Crosby and Bob Hope as a record back in the day. But it's one of those great films where they break the fourth wall and just look at the audience and go, yeah, this is crazy, isn't it? We're getting paid for this, and we're nowhere near Morocco.
Hey, John Rieger, you don't get that kind of information out of my pie hole, do you? What's going on, my man?
Well, you know, hey, Kerry, welcome to the show. We're glad to have you. Yeah, I know that when Mike introduced you and said that you were a jack of all trades and you said master of none, well, I'm a legend in my own mind, so we're going to get along just fine. So welcome to On the Tee Florida.
And I'm a plethora of unimportant information. I tell people, they go, man, you know sports facts and you know golf facts. I'm like, yeah, and how useful are they really?
Yeah. That's better than
you
being
know, Mike, a plethora. I don't think you, Mike, I don't think you get a lot of sleep because my phone keeps blowing up in the middle of the night. You'd like to send these Facebook messages. I'm like, what is it? What is it? And you're watching TV. You're watching golf all night, and you're sending me all these messages at like 3:30 in the morning, and I'm looking at this like, you know, my goodness, golf tournaments, when you watch them on television, you're supposed to fall asleep, not stay awake.
No, actually, I sit there and I'm looking for content, but there's no shortage of content when you got Rieger, McNally, and Rickard on the air. We'll have no shortage of content. And I'm going to turn over the leaderboard to Kerry this morning, John, since he got prepared. I'm incredibly impressed. You'd be astounded because you know how unprepared I am. He's got the leaderboard from the...
Well, I'm looking forward to Kerry's leaderboard because he just started off with Stephen Ames. And, you know, anytime you feature a golfer from Trinidad and Tobago, I think that you're right on top of the depth and the width of the leaderboard. So take it away, Kerry.
Well, this is the leaderboard for the Waste Management Open, which I've been reading a lot about, watching all the videos available that you can find out there for it. Obviously, the 16th hole, the loudest hole in all of golf, has 16,000 people. It is the most exciting golf hole in the game. And in fact, I was reading about the Breakfast Club. These folks get there at 4:30 in the morning because it's
gone to bed yet.
General admission, and they run to these seats, and then the sun comes up and they go crazy. But here's the latest. As they finished up, Scottie Scheffler is in the lead. He is at 10 under. You got Jon Rahm right behind him at 8 under par. Adam Hadwin, and then you've got, let's see, Wyndham Clark. He is tied for fourth as well. Xander Schauffele is at 6. He's tied with Jason Day for 6th place, along with Jonathan Vegas.
Johnny Vegas.
And Jordan Spieth. And Nick Taylor. Those guys are all tied for 6th, and then we've got, let's see, we've got Adam Shank, and then Jim Herman. One of the things that I thought was...
You know what I like?
What do you got?
All those red, white, and blue flags.
Right, exactly. Ricky Fowler is tied for 15th. Of course, he had easily the most exciting Sawgrass win with that kiss there on 17. Matt Kuchar down there tied for 19th. Other notables, Charlie Hoffman, and Rory struggling out there. He's down there tied for 19th, and that may be too far afield for him to come back. But a really exciting leaderboard as we head into Saturday play. And then, of course, obviously, Sunday they'll finish up really early on Sunday, or they'll try to get the fourth round in today, right? Are they going to try to squeeze it in today?
No, what they're going to try to do is get caught up today. They still have guys that haven't finished.
Of the frost.
They haven't finished round two. And so what they're going to do is get caught up today. I think I'm accurate there, John Rager. And then... they go early tomorrow so that everybody can entertain the at the
big
Super
game.
Bowl.
Yeah, the big game.
The biggest game on the planet.
And we got a friend,
well,
actually.
Kerry, you absolutely nailed it. That 16th hole is probably the most talked about hole in golf. It's more famous than the Island Green at TPC. It's
for sure.
A spectacle. And it's one of these things that social media covers it so well. You know, you can just... type in keywords all out there like Waste Management or Phoenix Open, or they call it the People's Open or the greenest show on grass. I mean, all kinds of different hashtags and keywords out there that you can find information. But one of the things that really struck me was this has got to be the only golf tournament that you have the national anthem played on the 16th hole, and then you have a fighter jet flyover. I mean, I don't think there's anything else like it in golf.
Oh, there definitely isn't. And they actually, you know, as Kerry alluded to, they bum rush the entrance. There's got to be some elbow stones, some expertise.
Sharp elbows.
Yeah, it's no different than at Augusta, right, John? I mean, at Augusta, to get your seat, and you do not run at Augusta, but it's a fast pace, certainly.
Yeah.
And that's an interesting sight. To see as well.
Mike, looking, John,
hey,
your
Mike,
point
I gotta tell you
social
something.
Media. One of the things that I was struck by is how many people are posting on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, you name it. And the thing that really resonates for me, which is really exciting, is that you see a lot of people in their 20s and 30s, and the game of golf absolutely needs them. Absolutely. And they are having a blast, and they're well-dressed. And by all accounts, if you read what goes on downtown at the end, you know, at night and things like that, they're a relatively well-behaved mob. They really do, relatively speaking, behave themselves. And I think one of the reasons for that is they're allowed to let their hair down and go absolutely nuts at a golf tournament.
Well, you know, one of the things you were talking about, Kerry, is the social media. You know, it's called the Waste Management Phoenix Open, but there's been plenty of memes and gifs and videos out there of some of the patrons who've served themselves stumbling around, which now it's created the hashtag Wasted Management Open.
There
hey,
it is.
But Mike, I have to deal with something here. We have a clean up on aisle 6 again for you, buddy. You can't use the word bum rush. Are you kidding me? Yeah, you can't control these are patrons now. You just got to remember, the Masters is approaching, and you got to make sure you call them patrons.
Well, that's why I'm the head of the Hack Nation, dude. We bum rush.
Right. Yeah, it's politically correct now, too. You can't even say homeless. You have to say outdoorsman.
Outdoorsman challenge.
There it is. Well, where's our Wild Bill Yank and Crank weather report, my friend?
Yeah, well, here we go. I want to give the Wild Bill golf weather report. It's sponsored by Yank and Crank, which is extreme fishing fashion. That is Bill's fishing line of hats and shirts and all kinds of great goodies. He was kind enough to send us all some Yank and Crank hats the other day, and make sure that Kerry gets a couple to put on his head there. Looks like I've not met Kerry in person, but looks like he's got a full head of hair. So
he doesn't need a hat.
He probably doesn't need a hat, but he used to do it. But I'm going to do something a little different with the Wild Bill Golf Weather Report here. Instead of reporting from St. Pete, Florida, because everybody who's listening in, especially locally down there, they can go outside and they can look up. But we're going to do a weather station report Bill has installed at the BGA. Bill has a 15-acre backyard golf course, so he's installed a weather station. And so now we know that at the BGA, the Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report is 65 degrees, 94% humidity, 100% cloud cover, so UV index is pretty low at 2, and the winds are east-southeast 11 miles per hour. So there you have it, Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report, sponsored by Yank and Crank, extreme fishing fashion.
Thank you, my friend. Of course, the leaderboard that Kerry was so kind to report today is brought to you by, as I said, Sea Dogs. And Sea Dogs has breakfast now. And I'm telling you what, it's out of this world. Right down there on Blind Pass Road, right on the Intercoastal, gorgeous location. This time of year, folks, I suggest you take a look at going to Sea Dogs. Because the other places you've been going to for years, you always have a long line because the Northerners, those stinking Northerners are here. I don't know why a Northerner would come down here. God bless Iowa. They've got capacity for 175 and a great breakfast. So come on down, and we've got some exciting news of what we'll be doing with our friends at Sea Dogs. And then, of course, we got that leaderboard. Stephen Horseface Ames did win over Morocco. He blew away everybody. It's 9-under. Mark Kensby came in a second of 4-under, and Richard Green 3-under. Stankowski, Carlson. Let's see if there are any notables here. Miguel Angel Jimenez made a nice run yesterday, and then Colin Ballin Montgomery. And because if you ever looked at him during the course of play, he's always whining. He looks miserable. Or as John Rager's called him before, I believe you have, or maybe I wanted you to call him, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, in fact, that kind of ruins the whole movie that Robin Williams was in. But yes, Colin, he's a little grumpy. He's a little grumpy. But you know what? He's a fine golfer, excellent golfer, in the World Golf Hall of Fame, and yet not winning major championships. But yeah, he's one of the greats of all time. But I think people really identify him now. He's got a little punch going on. He's
sure.
Completely gray. He wears the oversized senior golf shoes there to get himself around the golf course. But and he's got a little floppy upright swing. But I tell you what, he's one of golf's greats, and that's probably put him on the map, the fact that he is so grumpy, and he's consistently grumpy, and that's important.
Like a John McEnroe. I love his languid swing, and he has a really elegant finish, which he holds every time, regardless of how he hits it.
Hold on. You're killing me, man.
I'm telling you, I like him.
No, I'm talking about how you've raised the bar on this show in like 8 minutes. Poor Rager's been carrying me along for months.
You're kind. You're very kind.
And now you come on and start throwing this terminology that I got to get a thesaurus out so I can even keep up with you two. Come on, man. Give me some props. Give me a little love.
We got to equal it out. We got a nice balance going here. This is a really good mix.
Well, you know, it kind of reminds me of an old golf joke, the punchline. Hit one and drag Mike. Hit one and drag Mike.
Well, hey, if you guys get out on the track with me, that definitely will be the case. I don't allow that to happen because I just drive the cart. I've told you, I get up there by the green, I pitch and putt, and I get the hell out of there.
Exactly.
So you don't have to be concerned about that. Hey, let me recognize, of course, on the Tee, Florida's archive on RadioSaintPete.com, and starting next week, our sports channel, The Stream, and we'll have the On the Tee, Florida John Rager Golf Report on that. I've got 11 productions that we're ready to roll out. Probably talk to Mr. McNally about having a little two-minute tidbit here and there about the great world of entertainment and sports and travel, the things that you're an expert on.
Sure.
And, of course, our flagship is 106.1 FM, WTAN up there, Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, AM 1340, along with WZHR FM 104.3, WDCF AM 1350, Zephyr Hills, and WZHR 102.3 FM and AM 1400. And, man, it's early. Seminole Warhawk, my sidekick for the next 2 hours, Ben Baseball Botham, is in the house. We'll be talking in the next couple of hours. Why don't we take a break, fellas? Then I want to come back, and I want to talk about Tiger Woods and his return to regulation play. And an interesting coming back on the, you know, the Genesis and the Riviera. We'll be back here on the T Florida from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront, ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club Rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Back to on the tee at the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. And, of course, John Rager up there on Crescent Beach, Florida, as he is each and every Saturday morning, if I could converse here. And our new guest, not guest, I think he's going to be a regular, and Kerry McNally, and I certainly appreciate you taking the time on this Saturday morning. Come on down, have a lot of fun. But guess what's happening today down here, guys? And you might want to get in your car right now. No, you're a happily married man, Rager. It is the Cupid Marathon.
Oh, that's right.
They run in their underwear.
That's right.
They're going to be out back. I haven't seen anybody walk by that I want to see in their underwear, though.
Exactly.
But it's going to be nothing but a party, and it's a party down here all weekend long. You've got the, as you can, I always love the people that want to share the kind of music that they're playing. So at every decibel level when they drive by in the car.
You think that cop's going to pull him over, frankly. He's got his lights on.
Oh, he's been doing that all day long. Getting ready for the Cupid Marathon, and we have the party back here at Ferg's from 12 to 4. So come on down to Ferg's. It's going to be an absolute blast tomorrow, Super Bowl Saturday today. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock, the festivities begin for Super Bowl 57, and I'm ecstatic about that. As well as how people are ecstatic right now, John Rager, about the return of Tiger Woods to regulation golf.
Yeah, let's get into this. This is a huge story, especially considering what happened at the Genesis. You know, that's where the crash took place, and that was, he was in one of those automobiles, and I think it's really admirable that he's going to be loyal to that sponsor, and in no uncertain terms is getting literally back on the horse at that tournament. This has got to be very exciting for golf, for fans, for the TV ratings, name it.
You forgot TV.
Yeah, exactly.
Your opinion, John Rager, that he selected that, and of course, Riviera is an iconic course right there in L.A.
Well, you know, Mike, before we get into that, I have to throw a disclaimer out there. You're throwing bombs around, mentioning this is Rager and the Cupid run and this, that, and the other. And I just got to tell you that, you know, my wife's name is Karen. So you have to know. So, dear, if you're listening into the show, I just want to let you know that just because you're on a diet doesn't mean you can't read the menu. So good luck to all the runners and the Cupid trot there.
I'm dead when I see her again.
Can we get a manager over here, please?
Hey, yeah, you know, Carrie, you're right about Tiger Woods at Genesis, you know, where he had his accident there, and yeah. You know, that just set off a life-changing, career-changing, world of golf-changing event that, you know, Tiger will never fully recover from. And Tiger did mention when he wanted to play. And you know what? Before I mention this, it was when I started watching the Phoenix Open this week. And literally, I never watch a tournament starting on Thursday. I just don't. I my best time to watch a golf tournament is the back nine on Sunday. I love that because it means something every shot. But this tournament, I started watching it first thing it came on Thursday. I'm watching it. I just love it. It's just the atmosphere and the enthusiasm, and you have the world's best players there, and the greens are so fast that. You know, the greens are they're actually putting surfaces, not landing areas. They're so fast. Well, you know, I looked at it and I said, I wonder if Tiger Woods is sitting home and missing this, because he's got to be missing this a bunch, because he should be out there. But at the same time, Tiger did say in his press conference this week when he wanted to commit to the Genesis because he is one of the hosts. He's actually kind of like the host golf professional for this event, and he's going to play in it. But he said he's only going to play like a couple of regular tour events, and next week is an elevated tour event, just like it is at the Phoenix Open. You know, you have to play in 12 of the 13 to be eligible for the big pot of money. But Tiger's only going to play in two regular PGA Tour events. This is one of them. So guess what's going to happen? The eyeballs are going to be focused on next week's tournament. So what a golden age for golf it is right now. You think about it. You think about the success of the Phoenix Open. Tiger's coming back next week. And the fact that they got rid of the patio entrance to the bridge on the Swillican Burn on 18 at St. Andrews, all is great in the world of golf.
Yeah, you weren't digging those stones either.
I got to ask you, what's wrong with that rich tradition? I think it's horrible they're removing it.
Well, you know, I just want to chime in on this. For our listeners out there, if you're on social media, you'll know that the John Rager on the Tee Golf Report is posted just daily. I try to post something out there to, you know, not only to, you know, promote our show and get the word out. You know, we even had a John Rager report out there on golf, travel, and lifestyle. We featured Kerry last week as he was coming on the show last week to play Bill Murray. So, but this week, you know, for our listeners out there, if you want to go, I actually posted a golf report talking about that patio bridge that leads up to the Swillican Burn, and I copied a headline out of the Courier, and it's like drawing a mustache on the Mona Lisa, and
that's
sitting
it.
On that patio bridge is Mike Rickard. He's sitting on there behind his broadcast mic and his skirt, sitting on the porch leading up. But guess what? They did do away with it. But if you want to go to if you go to Facebook, you go to Instagram, you go to LinkedIn, you go to Twitter, just do the keyword either John Rager Golf Report or John Rager Golf or On the Tee Florida, and you're going to see Mike Rickard sitting on the patio briefly for the 3 days that it was there. It is now gone. That patio has been ripped up by the RNA.
And you applaud that move.
Applaud it. I give a standing ovation to it because guess what? You know, I've had the good fortune of being over there and playing in a few tournaments. I played a tournament at St. Andrews, and, you know, you get that picture. It's that picture. You have to stand on the bridge, and you get that picture. And, you know, and I feel sorry for the 3 days of tourists that had to go endure standing on that bridge with a patio in front of it. But, you know, if you like a guy named Tim Herron, they call him Lumpy.
Minnesota guy. Yep.
Yo, yeah, man, he's just gone nuts on this. He has actually photoshopped that patio on the bridge to the walking over on Amen Corner at Augusta, at the Louvre in Paris, the famous museum, on and on and on. But, Kerry, this blasphemy. I mean, what do you think about that? I know you do such great golf travel shows, and I've watched your shows that you did with going down the Dominican Republic and then the great one you do out there at Pebble Beach. But I'm kind of disappointed they ripped it up, because that would have been a great travel show for you, Kerry.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Sort of Dirty Jobs meets
Well, St. we're going to be doing some interesting things here in the future, too. We'll share that a little bit later on. I got to take care of some, as you say, some housework and some business here. You know, if you have a charity event that you would like on the T Florida to have a presence or promote an event that we feel merits sending out the big O, Oscar Garner III, our celebrity caddy, or we've got our new cart girl, Patty. We'll be talking more about that. Just get a hold of me at mrickardonthetee@gmail.com or message at me on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Facebook. But we've got a new event that's just coming to our attention, and I want to get behind it. It is the Firefighter Stephen Oakley Foundation Golf Tournament. It is Monday, April 3rd at Bardmore Golf and Tennis Club. Our good friend Bob Daly, and I talked to Bob this week. It's $150 a single, $500 a foursome. That includes green fees, carts, tournament, gift bag, and luncheon, and you can't go wrong playing up there at Bardmore. And again, it is April 3rd. You can go to Bardmore, or you go to FF Stephen Coakley, COAKLEY.org. He was a first responder in 9/11 and just passed, and they started a foundation. Oh, and first responders, we're big into that. I'm sure you're on board with that as well, Kerry. First responders, charities, First Tee, we're heavily involved in the First Tee of Clearwater, Tampa Bay, and of course St. Pete. So a lot of good things. And we will be at the Super Bowl of Golf with John Rager. I'll have to take you up there. John, let's do a little plug for that. I think there's still some foursomes available.
There are. The Super Bowl of Golf, you get to play with an NFL alumni player. A lot of the players are members of the Tampa Bay chapter of the NFL alumni. And what they do is they have an annual qualifier golf tournament every year to play in the Super Bowl of Golf. So all the NFL cities mainly have these NFL alumni chapters, and they decide a winner in each chapter, and they go play in the Super Bowl of Golf. It's not held during the Super Bowl. It's held at a different time of the year, but it's just a wonderful event. That's the event that I met you last year, and I can tell you that they raise a lot of money for children's charities, and you're going to get a local Tampa Bay Buccaneer player usually that retired, you know, some of them from the Super Bowl, and I want to give a shout-out to Rondi Barber, who is just inducted and is going to be inducted in the 2023 the NFL Hall of Fame. So, hey, thanks for letting us mention that. If you just go to NFLalumni.org, you type in the keywords online, Tampa Bay Chapter NFL Alumni, it'll take you right to their website. You can enter a team right there. Our good friend Barry Smith has a team. And we'll have Hall of Famers and very notable celebrity football players. And it's just fun to play. Even if you get an offensive lineman that's retired, he weighs 400 pounds, and he can't hit his rear end with both hands, you'll still have a great time, because it's the relationships that you make.
For sure.
Hey, listen to this. Randy Grimes, of course, he was the center from 1982 to 1992 for the Bucks, and of course, a great guy. He's become a close friend of mine. He will be on the next show live from Radio Row out at Super Bowl 57. But he's not 400 pounds. He's fit. But he's that kind of guy. He can hit the ball a mile, but he doesn't have much of a game after that. I would like to play with Randy Grimes, because you guys would like to have a high handicapper on their team, wouldn't they? Typically.
Well, I can tell you, Mike. I guess I guess that's like a request or a hint that you want to play with Randy Grimes in the tournament.
And, I already talked to Walter to put pressure on you, by the way. I talked to Walter Carter, the president of the NFL Alumni Tampa Chapter, yesterday at length, and I begged him. I said, you know, Rager's sick and tired of me on this show. I said, so he's not going to do me any favors. is there any way you can get me with Grimes?
We so, we have pressure. I don't know where it came from.
Okay, well, what's the track again, and what's the date? Let's get the date back out there, and where is this going to be played, the Super Bowl of Golf?
Yeah, Super Bowl of Golf. Now, thank you for getting me back on the straight and narrow, Kerry, because Mike can get us off on a tangent, you know?
All these teams,
it's at the Carrollwood Country Club, and it's going to be on Monday, March 6th. And it's in Tampa, Florida. So those who are familiar with Carrollwood Country Club, they used to host the beginnings of the Seniors Tour, which is now the Champions Tour. They had the Michelob Classic out there for years. So anyway, so Monday, March 6th, there's actually a nice little pairings party the night before where you get to mingle with everybody. You go to NFLalumni.org/Tampa Bay chapter. You can find out all the information you need to do it. The one thing I wanted to mention, Mike, you know, every team has a name. You know, we always put a corporate name associated with every team, like, you know, Xerox or IBM. This is the Xerox team, right? Well, for your team, I've just decided if you're going to make that request and you're going to be paired with Randy Grimes, your team is called Blind Leading the Blind.
Hey, I was thinking a cool name and my new favorite sponsor. We're the Sea Dogs.
There you go. I like that.
We're the Sea Dogs, baby.
I love that. It's beer is not just for breakfast anymore.
Right. And why are there so many balls in the water?
Yeah, we're the Sea Dogs, boys. I'm writing that down right now. I just pulled that out of my old yin yang. So let's get back to Tiger Woods. And I want your opinion, John. From the standpoint of he's going to play a couple of events besides the majors, what do you think the real possibility of him being a contender in a major in 2023? And I'm talking contender top 10.
You know, I would love to hear from Carl Spackler on that to see what what he would think about Tiger Woods.
Carl's seen him play many times at the Masters. Yeah. Carl, you got an opinion on this?
Here's what I say about the Tiger. Okay, so it's very basic, and that is you can never count him out. That's not something that it's going to bode well for anybody. How many times has he come back? He's just a fantastic competitor. He gets up 4 o'clock in the morning, gets it done. So don't count him out. I think he could totally do it.
The Bill Murray of our new trio. And we'll be bringing you a lot more humor, folks, with the comedian, Kerry McNally.
I really mean that. I do think that there's always a chance, because whatever is going on with that leg, there's probably a workaround. You know, I just got a new hip on 11/30. That's how many days I am post-op. And for the 3 years leading up to getting my hip replaced, I just changed my drive to like a slap shot. And so I didn't hit it 275, 300 anymore with this big, big swing. I was just smacking it. I called it point and click, little fade, 225, 240. And I was still able to, you know, break 80. And so there are always these workarounds when it comes to injuries. And this guy, like anybody else, I don't think you could ever count him out. And if his putting catches on fire, and we've seen that happen since this accident, wow, wouldn't that be exciting, as you said, Mike, for him to contend? Even if he finishes in the top 10, let's say at the Masters, right? Wouldn't that be absolutely amazing?
Epic.
Will he win another major? I think that's not very likely, if we're honest with ourselves. But again, you can't count this guy out.
Lefty won one at 50, right, John Rager?
Right.
Well, you know, yeah, and I like that, Kerry. You can't really count him out. You know, who thought he'd go come back and win the Masters in 2019? And
right.
You know, I'll tell you a quick story. You know, I took one of my teenage sons to see Tiger. I used to work as a media person at the Arnold Palmer Invitational, and I got my son in the ropes. You know, and we got to follow Tiger around, and he got a picture with Tiger, got Tiger to sign an autograph, which is very, very rare for Tiger to do it. All right, so just like a wonderful day out there, and we're driving home, and so you know, he just was enthralled with it. Well, you know, time passes, and Tiger runs into the girlfriend controversy and all the different stuff, and gets divorced, and they find out he's got like 12 girlfriends. So much that they actually put logos of all 12 girlfriends on golf balls at the PGA show, and they sold out like in a heartbeat, right?
Jesus, so, I did not know that. That's pretty crass.
Yeah.
So one day, I was just talking to my son on the golf course, you know, and I said, you know, so, you know, who are you emulate out there as a sports figure? Who are you like? He says, you know what? After meeting Tiger Woods and now I see what he's going through, I want to grow up and be just like Tiger Woods. Which meant that he had all these girlfriends run around him, and you know what teenage boys are all about, right? So he wanted to grow up and be just like Tiger Woods. Wow. Well, now you can.
Attaboy. That's what you say at that age.
Well,
at Tiger's age, you don't.
No.
As a teenager, you say,
yeah. Your early
rock
20s.
And roll.
Yes, your early
20s. Rock and roll. I'm proud of you.
Sure, exactly.
Yeah, get it out of your system. That's what I say.
Either way, it's great for golf. He is a living legend. I mean, if you look at that record and all of the money, the tens of millions of dollars that he has raised for very worthy non-for-profits all over the country and as an ambassador to the game of golf all over the world. So I think it's great news that he's going to play in the Masters, and we'll see how he does at the Genesis. Everybody's going to be looking very closely at his swing and his scores.
And how he drives that Genesis car anymore.
Oh, gosh.
I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, boy.
This is a real thing for me. I don't understand, and my wife doesn't agree with me on this. I don't understand why someone who's worth hundreds of millions of dollars is driving a car. Why are you driving a car? You should be in the back on the phone making more money or
taking a nap.
You know, whatever it is, let a professional who's going to obey the speed limits. And if you're a little late, who cares? If you're Tiger Woods. I don't understand it.
Well, you know, one of our loyal listeners out there and personalities on our show that we've never even had on the show before talking on the show, but Wild Bill Sereau, he doesn't drive anywhere. He's got someone driving him all the time. So I want to grow up and be just like him.
Well, I'm just happy that I can still drive. They haven't taken my license. What are you talking about? Why don't we take a break and we'll come back. And John Rager, you got some content that you want to go over today, or just want to continue our examination of the waste management? We'll get everybody's Super Bowl picks here and have a little fun. We'll be back here on the T Florida live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th hole. Clubhouse Studios.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th hole studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I'm Captain Jeff Vickers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the Pro-Cure bait super scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th hole studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to on the T Florida. I'm Mike Rickard alongside Kerry McNally and John Rager up there in Crescent Beach, Florida, having a lot of fun kicking it around. We're brought to you by our good friends at Coppertail Brewing, Will Law. Just want to do a lot of shout out to Will as he recovers from he had a couple of tumors removed in November, and the young man is battling through it, and our thoughts and prayers are with a good friend, Will Law from Coppertail Brewing. Of course, John and the gang over there at Shrimpy's Waterfront. Every place will be jam-packed tomorrow because it is Super Bowl 57. And then down here at Ferg's, it'll be off the charts. I'm gonna help out. We'll probably have 1,500 strong at least.
Wow.
You should have been here when the Bucks were in the Super Bowl. It was outrageous. It was COVID, so it was a little tempered, but be a great party tomorrow. There'll be bands early in the afternoon. Lots of giveaways. Madman Mac will have it rocking and rolling. And I'm sure we'll have the Waste Management on because, you know, one thing about this, John Rager, that Waste Management, as Gary had alluded to earlier in the show, you see all these young guys. A lot of them just want to go to the party. They want to be part of the scene. Well, down here is pretty much the same thing. I mean, they'll want to watch the waste management because they want to see what happens on number 16. It's the most compelling hole in all of golf from an entertainment perspective. And so it'll be on early as well, folks. So come on down to Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill at our weekly 19th hole clubhouse studios and our good friends at Sea Dogs. Sea Dogs will be jam-packed. I know they're taking reservations over there. I'm sure you will be nestled in next to Karen watching it quietly at home as I plan on. But I won't be with Karen, I promise you.
Hey, Mike, you know, before we divest and get me more trouble with my wife, Karen, I just want to go ahead and just do our John Rager report here. The John Rager report is on the T Florida link today and listen on Saturdays for golf, travel, and lifestyle. So we have an event coming up, and Kerry, you're going to be Mike's date this night. I just want to let you know, you're going to be Mike's, you got to get a pass out of the house. You're going to be Mike's date. Because we want everybody to join us for an evening with Tampa baseball legends and Major League player alumni. And it's going to be the Baseball, Bourbon, and Cigars event. And it's going to be at the Tampa Baseball Museum in Ybor City. This is the second annual event. I have the honor of being able to serve as Vice President of the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. This is an event we run every year. This is our second year, actually. And it's your chance to mingle with legends. Last year we had Wade Boggs and Lou Piniella and a whole plethora of Major League Baseball stars. And what you do, we're going to raise some money for charity. You come down to Ybor City, you go to the Tampa Baseball Museum courtyard, and you're going to have cigars, you're going to have bourbon, and then what we do is, it's like a live mic night, and these are really cool things, because we get like four or five of them. We put them on a chair in the stage, and anybody can ask any question, and they will give you answers, and some of the answers you weren't even looking for. So it's a wonderful evening. It's called Baseball, Bourbon, and Cigars. It's going to be in March on the 23rd from 6:30 to 9:30. So here's how you get involved, okay? Hey, and Kerry, you know what? You can bring your wife, too. You know, I mean, I'm just saying that, you don't have to be Mike's date, okay?
I'll take
it. And Mike, you may want to bring your lovely girlfriend, Terry, too, okay? Because I can tell you that, we need to keep everybody out of the doghouse. Are you listening, Karen? You're invited, too. But here's what you need to do. You go to FloridaSportsHallOfFame.org. You'll see all the information about it. Florida, it's called FLA Sports HOF, FLASportsHOF.org. Or just type in Florida Sports Hall of Fame. You'll find it on the Internet. Or you can go to Tampa Baseball Museum. Type that in, TampaBaseballMuseum.org. So anyway, what a wonderful event. It's coming up. We do it every year because it is spring training, and it's just a wonderful event to have, and it's probably the best time you could ever have, and one of the few times you're allowed to smoke cigars anywhere and drink bourbon and ask silly questions. So with that, that's the John Rager report on the Tee Florida, and Lincoln Liston at John Rager PGA, John Rager Golf, the John Rager Report on the Tee Florida, and Radio St. Pete.
I tell you what, last year I attended, and had a superb time, and Ben Botham sitting across from me. He had his toe dipped in the water. Hey, we've never told this story. You got time for a quick story, John Rager, about last year's event? I want Ben Botham to share his fresh out of grad school, comes to this event. He's ecstatic about being a baseball guy. He played baseball at Savannah State, Seminole High, here in the St. Pete area. and he gets the chance to meet Lou Piniella. Share that with our audience. They'll love this.
Yeah, Sweet Lou was out there. It was great seeing him. So I get out there. I'm helping run the event a little bit. I was volunteering at the time with the Tampa Baseball Museum. And, you know, we're checking people in. Everyone's kind of coming in. And all of a sudden, I see a guy get out of his car. And I'm like, oh, my God. That's
gorgeous Lou. Car, by the way. Beamer.
Amazing. Dark blue. Just a beautiful car. And he steps out of his car. I'm like, that's Lou Piniella. And wow. And nobody's saying anything to him. Nobody's, like, going up to talk to him. I'm looking around like, this is crazy. And he gives me one of these, like, a come here. And, you know, I just got out of playing baseball. And so I'm thinking, oh, my God, manager calling me in, you know, going through my mind. I walk over to him and he reaches in his pocket and pulls out his keys and says, hey, kid, I need somebody to park my car.
And that was his brush with Lou Piniella. And I talked to Lou as he left, walked him out, and I didn't know this story at that point. And I would have gladly driven his. If I would have parked his car, as I said on the air a couple weeks ago, it would have gone for a little joyride for a while.
Yeah, I might not have came back.
Around Ybor City, because it's a nice ride. And that's the kind of fun you'll have over there, John Rager, at the baseball, bourbon, and cigars event.
Well, you know, Ben, that sounded like a Mean Joe Green jersey moment there in the tunnel. That was awesome.
You know what it reminded me of was for you folks out there that who know who Steve Wynn is, the guy who owns all the casinos. Mr. Vegas, right? When he opened one of his new hotels, I don't know, this must have been 20, 30 years ago. The commercial was hilarious. He's there in front of this, you know, grand ballroom, and he's talking about how great everything is. And here comes Sinatra. Sinatra walks into the shot, hands win $100, and says, can we get some fresh towels in my room? Thanks. And just walks off screen.
That's classic. Classic. I'm a huge Frank Sinatra fan. God rest his soul.
So to this day, I will do that to my brothers or, you know, friends. I'll just like, I'll fist them a dollar and go, can we get some ice, fresh ice over here? Thanks so much. Appreciate what you're doing today.
Well, John, you didn't ask my question. Of course, I probably shifted gears on another topic. Where are you going to be watching the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's a really good question. You know, I mean, if I wasn't so far away from St. Petersburg, I'd be either at Sea Dog or Ferg's in a heartbeat, you know, watching the Super Bowl. So we're going to find some dive bar on the beach up here and go down there. And what we do, you know, but one of the things about watching the Super Bowl, it's the most fun, it's the commercials. And a lot of times you go to a bar, what you want to do, there's an app called Tunity. You can download it, and you can point it at the screen that you're watching TV on. And it'll play the audio from the TV. So even if you're in a crowded sports bar, you can listen in and you can...
Oh, I've seen that before. Down here at Ferg, somebody showed me that app.
Yeah, and so you do that Tunity app, and what you're able to do is you're able to hear the commercials, because the commercials sometimes are better than the football game. I'm hearing this year's commercials are going to be pretty nostalgic and, you know, kind of middle of the road, not a whole lot of controversy out there, but... Hey, Kerry, what's your take on the Super Bowl commercials? Do you watch the Super Bowl for the commercials or for the football or just because it's the Super Bowl?
John, you got my number. I watch them for the commercials. I've been very fortunate in my career to have appeared in a couple of really cool national TV commercials, and I've obviously done a lot of voiceover stuff. But, yeah, those commercials, in fact, I read for one that we thought was going to be a Super Bowl commercial. I didn't get it, but, originally, that's kind of why I watch, and it's you never know what you're going to see. One of the things I read today was that Alicia Silverstone is going to play her character from Clueless, and you know, with the outfit and the whole thing, she's going to be in some sort of a commercial, and that's what I'm always looking for. Is
well, I'm clueless on who that is.
Yeah, well, it's a really funny movie called Clueless.
Have you seen it?
Anyway, not important.
Hey, I just want to see the Clydesdales back out there.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
The Clydesdales.
I haven't seen them on Super Bowl ads in quite some time.
No, I will tell you, I have a friend in Scottsdale. She posted on Facebook. The Clydesdales are in Arizona, and the Clydesdales have made several they've been in, I think, two or three parades already.
But didn't you just say one of them just won a tournament in Morocco?
Horse face Ames. I did. You know what? I didn't know that he was a Clydesdale prior to this. That's impressive. What? Talk about diversification, and talk about it quick. That's why we've got the comedian and the golfer, the pilot.
Yeah.
And he's Kerry McNally.
Well, and you bring up another point. The thing that I really look forward to, and it does it every single time, and you don't have to have been in the service, but having been in the Marine Corps for 4 years active, 2 years reserves, and as an aviator, my favorite moment is the flyover. I mean, that is just, if you don't get chills and don't get excited about that, then I think you should probably grab your passport and head someplace else other than this place, because that is a really special moment every Super Bowl.
And this year, gentlemen, it is four young ladies.
I know. It's
pretty
so cool.
Impressive.
It's so cool. My mom had her pilot's license. She got her pilot's license at Lake
Erie College. We got some beautiful ladies coming by us right now. I don't know what.
Hey, ladies.
What's the NF Fight Club?
This is a disease for children. We're raising money for the Tumor Foundation.
Okay.
And if you would like to donate, please do so. It's 12 to 3. We are the Fight Club. We've already raised $5,000, but looking to raise more.
So you're breaking the one rule of Fight Club, which is to not talk about Fight Club. But that's okay, though. It's for a good cause. So if someone wanted to donate online, where would they go?
I can send you a link. It's probably Cupid's Run. That's what it's called, the Cupid's Run.
And you guys are running in your underwear.
Yeah.
That's what that's the rumor. I just talked about that.
Yeah.
These outfits do not look like you purchased them at Victoria's Secret. What's happening, ladies? Come on. Step up. It's the right. And what are your names and where are you guys from?
I'm Renee Capano, and I live in Gulfport. That's my neighbor, Krista Capano.
Is she your spokesperson?
Yes, she is.
All right. Well, ladies, good luck. We'll be back there. We got to wind the show up, otherwise I'd continue the conversation. Absolutely. I love this, the shades. I love the hearts. So there's the underwear run.
Yeah. And well, hopefully it'll be more interesting than that. But ladies were lovely, and what a great cause.
Absolutely. Well, it's been a great conversation having you chime in. Any last words here, John Rager, before we wind things down on this Super Bowl Saturday version of On the Tee Florida?
Well, let's just do a quick poll here. Chiefs or Eagles? What do you got, Mike?
I am going with the Kansas City Chiefs. Been to Arrowhead over a dozen times, and being a Midwesterner, I've got to go with the Kansas City Chiefs. That's my heart. I do think that the Philadelphia Eagles will be the Super Bowl 57 world champions.
And I'm going with
what
the
about
Eagles.
You, Kerry?
I'm going with the Eagles because Mahomes has one and Hurts doesn't. So that will even the playing field. They are the
Hurts, don't it?
Yep. They are the future of football. I think the city would, hopefully they don't burn it to the ground if they win, because they like to celebrate there in Philly. And as a former shortstop, when I played baseball, I love watching Pat Mahomes. The way he plays that position is just fantastic. So either way, I think it's going to be an amazing game.
And you, John?
Well, I've done a lot of scientific research on this, looked at the stats, you know, checked with the Moneyball guy. Looked at you know, the trends, the stock market. In fact, the tunnel.
We got 1 minute.
Like that. Well, we got 1 minute, so I'm going to go with the Chiefs, and I'll tell you why. The most important thing is that Patrick Mahomes does a great job on the State Farm commercial. So I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs.
There it is. Yeah, those are great commercials.
Especially the bath bombs.
All right, so we got two Chiefs and we've got one Eagles, and we'll talk about that next week here on the T Florida. Thank you, John Rager. Have a great weekend.
Yank and Craig, baby. Yank and Craig.
Tell Karen I'm sorry if I offended her, and I look forward to seeing her again. And from the Ferg Sports
Program. Oh, you will see her again, Mike. You will see her again.
Clubhouse Studios. I'm Mike Rickard. For Kerry McNally, John Rager, Joe Boudreau, and Matt on the controls, thanks for listening on the T Florida. Stay tuned to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Next, as always, God bless you. God bless America. Always remember to keep it in the short grass and hit them straight.